Saskatoon. The youngest curling team competing at the upcoming Grand Slam of Curling in Saskatoon December 12-17 are offering house swap in Scotland for accommodations in Saskatoon. A dilemma also faced by Canadian curlers, Team Craik fits in curling around full-time jobs, as well as two members of the team involved in university studies. Skip James Craik says, "At the start of our season we get allotted a budget based on world ranking, our performances etc. And we have to try and stretch it as far as we can." Team Craik took to social media for a unique opportunity to exchange accommodations while they are in Saskatoon in exchange for accommodations next to a prime hole of the golf course near their home in Scotland. As of November 28, they had not yet secured accommodations, needing a place for competitive curlers numbering 4 along to have ample room for rest and space to relax between matches, stating as long as they were 4 beds and at least 1 bathroom they could make it work. Scottish curlers have become prominent in the house in Canada and at curling events. Team Craik seeks to be another one of those rising stars in curling circle as they prepare to showcase their talent in Saskatoon for the Grand Slam of Curling event. Their road to Saskatoon's GSOC came with an invite just 4 weeks ago. James Craik, Skip, Mark Watt, Angus Bryce and Blair Haswell all range in age from 21 to 24 and are coming fresh off winning World University Games in 2023 and World Junior Curling Championships in 2022. Craik himself is a 3-time Scottish national champion and 3-time World Junior medalist, along with the 2023 gold medal he led his team to at World University Games in Lake Placid. His first title was won throwing second for Ross White, who will also skip a team at Saskatoon's Grand Slam event. The team flies out from Scotland December 9 and hopes are high that their accommodation offer will be successful for arrival. Craik describes his team's history as complex as they were first formed in 2019, while he and his second, Angus Bryce, have curled together since they were 13 years old, with only 2 years apart over 10 years. Teammates Blair Haswell and Mark Watt joined the duo in 2019 and have curled together ever since. Saskatoon is not the first overseas competition Team Craik has been part of. In fact, Craik says this is their 8th trip this season and travel has always been part of their season. Since August, the team has been in Canada for several events at Guelph, Kitchener-Waterloo, Cornwall, Niagara Falls as well as Halifax. "Our first Slams event was the last competition we were at, the Quixote National," says Craik. Team Craik will join 3 other Scottish teams in Saskatoon as Team Mowat, Y and Bryce will also be competing. Interestingly enough, Team Craik's second, Angus Bryce's older brother, is part of Team Bryce. Managing expenses for Team Craik, which includes extensive travel, involves trying to bring on as many sponsors as they can. They are part of the British Curling Programme and receive funding from Sport Scotland and National UK Sporting Organisation. "We get offered so much support in British curling, nutrition, physio, strength and conditioning, mental health, psychology, and we're lucky to have such a strong setup for Great Britain," adds Craik. The unique accommodation swap offers garnered more than 4 dozen offers when they team traveled to Halifax for an event. From what they have heard about Saskatchewan, they are optimistic for a similar success story. While the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy might be a lofty goal, knowing there are 2 fantastic Scottish teams in the running now, Craik says they are certainly gunning for an Olympics berth, although it may be the next Olympic Games in 2030. "Curling camaraderie is everywhere. Craik has the third from Team White as a roommate, and though fierce competitors on the ice, they are close enough friends that they can put curling behind their friendship." When asked what Craik knew about Saskatoon, he recalled, "I know one of the best games of curling I saw was the Brier Final, which was held in Saskatoon, where Mark Dacey's team upset favourites Randy Furby to win. I also know Saskatoon is known as the Bridge City." Craik said he and his teammates have had the benefit of other experienced Scottish curlers help with coaching, such as Michael Goodfellow and Greg Drummond. Scotland's curlers are split into 2 different tiers, with Team White and Team Mowat in a different programme. Team Craik is coached by Ian Watt, third Mark Watt's father, who has been coaching the team since 2019. He is brilliant, but he has to buy holidays because we have run him out of vacation time this year. Craik also notes they are not deemed professional athletes as they all work and two of them are enrolled in university, so their commitment to curling is one of perseverance and dedication to the sport. They love and hopes of one day representing their country at the Olympics. In the meantime, they are aiming to have Team Craik amongst top teams talked about in competitive curling events. You can follow the team on both Facebook and Instagram. You can cheer for them live at Saskatoon's Grand Slam event upcoming December 12-17 at Merle's Belcher Place.